This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps, the F1 movie review. Our first movie review at Banter with the Boys, and Fast Laps has the honor of
our first and last.
Potentially the last one.
This may not go very well. We'll see.
Yeah. If you are new to us this week, welcome. If you're returning, you may see Kev on cam and on mic this week.
This is the man with the plan.
And also running the show from the desk. So,
oh, yeah. Multitasking, yeah. Folks.
We feel very blessed to have Kev on camera and on mic this week, as he also has seen the F1 movie. So
he did.
Might as well just get it on. Wow. Here we go, Joe.
Pause.
You want to be get it on next, I guess?
Yes. Oh. Hi, Joe, 6'2". I'm happy to be here. This is crazy. It's a Saturday. Usually we're gathering on Tuesday nights after he's worked like 10 hours and we've all worked multiple hours, but now we're kind of loopy.
Filled
a lot
with
of energy. A lot of energy.
Yeah. I'm excited. Did you have adult beverages during the movie?
No. I'm just like this.
Sugary drinks. So he had some sugary drinks.
Fair enough.
Yeah, happy to be here. Talk about movies.
And then obviously our other co-host for Fast Laps, Mike.
Hello. I'm here again.
I'm
excited to talk about the movie. I have lots of things to talk about.
Lots of things. So fun fact, Joe and Mike have literally just walked out of the movie like an hour ago.
True.
They have literally just watched it. Kev saw it late last night. I saw it about 2 hours before Kev. So we're all fresh.
It's fresh.
In the movie. Should we transition, Kev?
We certainly can transition.
Let's just throw one in there.
Yeah.
Transition. Here we go into F1 movie review.
Boom.
And to start our F1 movie review, do not just exit out right now if you do not want any spoilers. Come back to us though, please. But just shut it down right now because there will be spoilers in this next bit, plenty of. So anyway, before we get started, I have randomly purchased a TOPS 2024 TOPS Chrome blaster box.
Boys.
So nothing, as we know, 2024 isn't crazy because it is literally all the drivers from last year. But look out for videos this fall because I've told Kev, and it's going to happen, I will be buying 2025 TOPS Chrome hobby box or boxes to open on the show. So we're excited about that with, what? How many rookies we had this year? Five?
Pretty
year?
Close. Yeah, I think so.
And so there could be some wild stuff in there, so that'll be exciting. So
it's just going to go crazy.
So everybody up here is about to open pack. Let's just do it at one time.
All right.
Nobody, open it right now?
Yeah, just do it. Just try to open it right now.
The same time spells here? Or one at a time to see what we get?
He's open it. It's open.
Just already gone.
All right, here we go.
It's already gone. Just see what you got in there. See if there's anything crazy.
Future stars.
For the record, most people on this show here have not ripped cards open.
I knew I smelled Dutch in here.
Oh, I got Senna. That's kind of crazy.
There's a Max Verstappen for...
Hey, there's an Alpine for you.
I got a Martinez Stenshorn.
Oh.
And speaking of rookies, oh, there's Fernando.
Wow. My favorite rookie.
Got a Gabby Bartoletto.
Nice. That's actually super cool.
That's actually
God.
Hang on.
I also got a Gabby Bartoletto.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
I think I got a super fancy foil one, too.
Hold the camera, Mike.
Yep.
Show the camera there. It's kind of hard to see, obviously, but you kind of get a little bit of a glimpse of it.
All of the foiling on it.
Oh, hold on a minute. We got to pause the show for a quick second and give us over to Smeltzy here. Joe, you want to pass it to our good friend Ty?
Oh, do we got a Gasly here?
We do got a Gasly. Look at Gasly.
Oh, what a great shot.
Up close and personal. What a cool card.
Yeah, helmet collection, too. Oh, that's awesome. I don't have one of those yet, so
I got sleeves and top loaders for you.
That. There's a sweet Nico Hulkenberg 1954 for you.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah, you can keep that.
Love Nico Hulkenberg. That's my boy.
Yeah, I did anything else too crazy.
You can give this one to Joe. He'll want this one.
Who is it? Oh, Joe, your favorite driver. Grand Prix driver of the day, Belgian Grand Prix 2023, Max Verstappen.
Wow, where's your shirt?
That can go with your shirt, yeah.
Put your shirt on.
Yeah.
You can get that framed like a Flavor Flav necklace. Put that on.
This to Mike. This can literally go with what he's wearing right now.
Oh, look. K-Mag car shot. Love those picks.
Yeah, the Kevin Sonato got the grab hat, over the there, shirt, Kevin? And
we got
the
a Lando card shot.
Lando Norris. Nice.
Yep. Okay. Lando Norris. We got the Gabby Bartoletto Future Stars.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Still a sweet looking card.
Yeah.
We got an F2 Future Stars of Maria Marti for F2.
Oh, okay.
And then we got a Charles Leclerc.
Oh, is that a driver of the day card?
It is a driver of the day card.
Okay.
Driver of the day Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix 2023.
I also grabbed looks like I have a Future Stars Kimi in here, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Nice. There we go.
That's pretty nice. Just base card, nothing crazy. Hey. But I think the Gabby's base too. But we got two current drivers.
Well,
that's pretty
in
sweet.
Their F2 cards for future stars. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it you is know, the since F2 this is last year's well. Cards. So
that's sweet. That was a fun sweet. Little bit here for the episode.
Yeah, just random little pull. Yeah. What do you
I
got, Joe?
Both the kicks out.
Other than your favorite driver.
I got Max. I got a Tommy Smith F3. I got a Martina Stenshorn F3, and then I got a Legends Ayrton Senna card.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
Sweet. Feel free to keep whatever you pulled, Joe.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Same with Kev.
I just maybe.
He's into it now. He's going to get into it.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you guys will really enjoy when we pull that 2025 hobby box.
I'm itching.
We can get our hands on some.
We certainly can.
Because I feel like this is going to be a tougher year to get your hands on some. But
well, because there's so many more rookies this season.
For
I think
sure.
That's the biggest
sure.
thing. Obviously, you go for sports cards, you go for rookies. Sure. I think it's going to be a big hit.
100%. I can't wait. Well, so since we're here for the F1 movie now to get into this, sorry to sidebar there with everybody up here, but what I want to know is your first reaction to the movie using a maximum of 5 words. Maximum of 5 words. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Go. Do it.
So mine is 4 words. The music was awesome.
The music was awesome.
Oh, yes. That is a good point.
The soundtrack
point.
Yes. was great.
Hans
Zimmer. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So I went to school for music production, audio engineering, hence why I do all this stuff in the background. I was very, very keen to the music that they played in it, and I thought just overall the score was fantastic, and just like
the timing of the score.
Yes, the music that they played in it was really good, but also I think the big thing was kind of fun that they didn't even really broadcast was the Ed Sheeran song in the credits, which was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So they played it, of course, like on like TV or whatever, after, not the TV, but like on the screen after in the credits, but they didn't like announce that, hey, Ed Sheeran's making a song for this movie until after it came out, which that I think is just kind of a little... I guess, egg of wonderfulness at the end of the movie.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. Because they could have previewed that and, like, broadcast and advertised that pretty heavily. Like, Ed Sheeran's making a song for the movie. You got to go check it out. Well, they didn't say a word, from my understanding, until you saw it. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
But the music did its part in my mind.
Yeah. No, awesome. Awesome.
Music was good.
No, I'm glad we got your take on that. Because, audio guy. So makes sense.
You got to fit the bill.
Do you like the sound design just in general as well?
What's that?
Just like the sound design.
It was cool. Yeah. And we went to like the big fancy movie theaters, whatever. So you definitely have like the surround sound and stuff like that. And I thought a lot of, our transition is the vroom, and it goes across the screen there, the audio. I heard a lot of like different kind of surrounding audio bits in there. And I thought it was just really solid overall. But Hans Zimmer was just a gangster in this one.
Yeah, he's good.
He didn't disappoint by any
means. He's good, that one.
Yep.
That one is good.
Yes. So no, it was overall, it was a really good movie. I think it was fantastic. But
awesome.
Joe, what do you got?
Oh, man, to me, I don't know. I feel like I kind of want to go last.
Ooh,
you can go last. Okay. All right. Hey, nobody's requested to go last yet. So,
I can go
last.
That's
go,
okay.
Mike.
Yeah. So, I got 4 words. Actually fun, surprisingly consistent.
All right.
Okay. I was pleasantly surprised.
Surprisingly consistent.
Surprisingly consistent with F1, with what we would expect to see out of F1.
Fair enough.
There was, I was expecting to see more, like, I just watched the Gran Turismo movie not too long ago, also and great. I was just so tired of being like, okay, yeah, it's another buzzer beater, yeah, we win by less than a tenth of every single race, and it, that just wasn't the case in this movie, and I really liked that. So, and there were also other things, but, like, we'll get into some more of that stuff, I assume,
yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nitpicks that we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, okay. Since Joe's going last, for me...
Drum roll.
I also have, like, four words, I think, and just, like, it was very Hollywood. You know,
yeah,
it was very Hollywood.
I'm not like hating the movie. Like, will I buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray? Yeah, when it goes on sale, probably to add it to my Blu-ray
like next
collection.
Week.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Straight to DVD.
But it's, you know, it was a great movie. You know, yeah. There's a lot of Hollywood bits in it, a lot of good, like you said, consistent F1 bits in it, and we'll touch on all those. And then a lot of stuff that made me go, don't know. So, Yeah, anyway, Joe, wrap us up here.
Yeah, I'm using all five words, and I pretty much mimic, I think, everyone here. Fun and only a little... fun and only slightly frustrating is
fun
my five.
And only
slightly frustrating.
Okay,
five words.
Sorry.
It's just a lot
of syllables.
Yeah, just a lot of syllables. It's still
that's
five words.
A lot of noise.
Your Honor, five words. Yeah, no, it's meant for people who aren't, like, maybe super deep into it. But, like, I also, there are some call-outs, like, they did a really good job in some areas, I think.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, like... If someone lived and breathed F1, I could see why they might like not finding it as interesting. But I think for a movie for the masses, I thought it was fun.
I think it could make for a good, like, for lack of a better word, gateway drug into Formula One for a lot of new fans.
Yeah,
a lot of
the same thing.
BTS effect, kind of.
Yeah, because like I know my a friend of
might
mine.
Get the wrong idea though.
Yes, there's some points that I could
But, like, I've got a friend of mine who he has no interest in Formula One, and I was talking to him about the movie, and he's like, oh. It's got Brad Pitt. It's made by the guy who made Maverick Top Gun. It's got Hans Zimmer. He's like, this would probably be a good movie. I might actually go watch this. And, like, it could be, like, his introduction and be like, wow, F1's kind of cool. Maybe I'll catch a weekend or something, you know? And, like, I think it's a good movie for that.
For sure. For
I also
sure.
think it's smart that they released the movie on a race weekend as well.
Yeah.
Just really trying to, like... get after it, like, oh, I just went and saw the movie, because technically I think it came out on, like, Wednesday for, like, the early super duper early screenings, and then Thursday was kind of, like, the pre-screenings, and then now, like, Friday is when it actually came out.
Real release.
Yep. So, like, this morning, everyone's, like, the movie, you might have seen the movie yesterday, and now qualifying is on at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., whatever time it was, maybe noon or whatever. I think it's definitely a good opportunity for, like, a gateway drug. Like, my wife, she went with me as well yesterday. She's not an F1 person, but she actually enjoyed it. She's like, I'm not like a car person, but it was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
That's cool. And
for
coming from her, she doesn't care. Yeah. So like, that was her bit. Shout out to my wife, Erica, who supports the show. Her thing was Brad Pitt still got it. He's still hot. That's the only thing she really cared about. But the fact that she was cool to watch the movie on top of that was good.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get into that in a minute. funny enough, I got something to tie into that.
Uh-oh. Did I just spoil something? I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Spoilers.
Not at all.
Spoilers.
So I think, we're not going to make this show super long, right? We're going to get you guys out of here, but we want to fill your brain with our knowledge on the F1 movie as fast as possible. But I think let's start with anything you disliked first. We'll end it with the like, because I think generally... Are we in a general consensus? It wasn't bad, right? Like
it
was a good watch.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
Like, you know, worth the money of admission at a theater. All right.
Yeah.
So let's start with
anymore.
Dislikes first. If there's anything somebody needs to get off their chest immediately, I get that.
Uh-oh. I got one.
These two are staring at each other. We're gonna
I got
let
one
them
fast
go.
It was so funny because we were sitting next to each other. My roommate was also there with us, and we're watching. And it was at the end at Abu Dhabi. And Alex Pierce was in front of Lewis Hamilton, right? And they showed us an overhead shot of Lewis coming up on Alex with his DRS open. And I was like...
Joshua Pierce.
Yeah, sorry, it's Joshua Pierce. Yeah, because it's JP. Yeah. I don't know why I kept talking about
his
name is
Alex.
For
24.
This is true. You guys have known him for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just so excited. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Joshua Pierce. Yeah, so Joshua Pierce's DRS was open when Lewis was behind him. And Joshua Pierce was in first. So the moment we saw that overhead shot, Joe and I looked at each other like, did you see? You saw that? Yeah. Okay. And my roommate like noticed our gesture. He's like, what? And I like leaned over. I was like, Josh's DRS was open when he's in first. So that was one thing that like I feel like most people wouldn't notice that unless you're like avidly in the sport.
So. Well, and then like Joe mentioned earlier, unless you're like really into racing in general, but then F1 more specifically, like there's going to be things that, you know, just didn't feel right to you. Like for me, it was Apex GP, the team, essentially almost feeling like they never got penalized for any of the stuff they were pulling. So they did once, but they never, it seemed like they didn't really make a big deal of it. They just started from the back.
They always were starting towards the back, so I guess you could make some argument saying that the reason why they were always in the back was because they were getting grid place penalties for penalties that
they just never made a mention of it. Like, hey,
we never did see Brad qualifying Pitt
or Sonny.
Yeah,
Which is true. We did never see qualifying.
That was one of my quarrels I was going to mention, was we never saw practice or quali.
Yeah,
that was one of the things I was going to mention. But
for sure, well, we did see a practice lap by Sonny
in the very
and crashing
in the very beginning
and crashing and then still getting the job in F1, which is another one of my things. It's like, how realistic would it actually be that a team is going to pull a driver into F1 that hasn't raced an F1 car in 3 decades is what they said. So in 30 years he hasn't raced an F1 car, and like, we got nine races left.
Come on.
But I get the storyline.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Kind of like, that's like, they're desperate. They need some sort of spark, right? I get that, but
I think actually that's not too unbelievable, because when you think about it, Kimi Antonelli's first FP1 practice, he crashed.
Sure, sure.
So, and that was when he was out testing with the Mercedes.
Kimi hasn't not been in an F1 car in 3 decades.
Well, sure.
But he's alive still, for 3 decades.
Like,
so.
new to the seat, new, like,
sure,
basically
for sure,
fresh.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, at a certain point, you're like, yeah, he crashed, but he was fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
So I guess I can kind of overlook that a little bit.
Fair enough.
Joe, yeah, my biggest.
I just keep listing
you're good.
Stuff
you're good
because I only got a couple more.
I got you. No, yeah, my biggest issue was pretty much mimics what your issue was. I didn't love the arc of like the pretty much the first act was, or the second act ish was just Sonny Hayes being a menace like on the grid, and that's
being
how they got
Kevin
ahead.
Magnuson?
I'm really happy that they didn't do that throughout the entire movie, because it would just be like, oh, so it just kind of feels like a joke, right? Like,
right.
You can go
a little
out
bit,
mess everyone up, and then you know, get away scot-free. I didn't love that there were you're right, there were not very many consequences seen until later in the movie when like there was an FIA representative and they were like what do you mean, like you cause trouble all the time, right? So like it was nice seeing that there are a little bit of repercussions, but we didn't see it in the moment, so it just felt like, oh, like anyone can just kind of do this. It's like very much like dramatized Hollywood.
Yeah,
for sure.
And like,
yeah.
And like immediately I was like, oh, he'd get a black flag on that first race. There's just no way they'd let him keep racing. Like, he's consistently crashing. Yeah, it's so that was like my biggest gripe. But I think in the overarching story of the movie, I think I probably like his, like the character, he's like the gambling type, you know, he kind of like takes these like really big risks and has like a
which
a
is
grander
how he
plan.
Raced throughout the movie.
He's like Ocean's 11-ing his own race.
I was gonna
bit.
Bring that up, so yeah. Like, it's so funny, yeah. Weird, he's back in Vegas again, yeah. He's got a gambling problem,
yeah.
Like,
no, so like, I guess like to his story, right. Like, okay, sure, but like, you know, the consequences would have been so severe in her life, so I'll just kind of like, you know, move it off, I guess. But I think that was like, yeah, the biggest issue I had was just like, I was watching the movie and I'm like, this is like, it's like fun to see this, I guess, but like so many consequences from this would come up, right?
And I agree with you. I think it is a gateway drug, essentially. So that is right. My only concern with it being a gateway drug is now they go
people
watch an actual F1 race and be like,
wait, why did he
there's
just
no
crash?
Garnet! huge. You know, my,
like they're gonna watch like a race like Japan this year, and I'm gonna be like, I just watched 2 hours of nothing. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
My thing with like the crashing that I had thought when all of that was happening was not so much like, oh, well, where are the black flags? How are the FIA letting that happen? I was like, isn't Apex about to go broke? How can they afford this many wins? Like, right. They can't afford this much damage. Like, they can't just be letting him go out and trash tires and trash wins. And like, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Those wins are expensive.
Yeah.
Well, they showed the guy, like, was it?
So it was 3,000 pounds per wing or 2,000
200,000.
They said something.
I think he said, was it 200,000? I thought what the guy said.
I think what I've heard is that like wings.
200,000?
Yeah, probably.
Wings are like $150,000.
Which is insanity. A
wing, just for the front wing. Yeah. Yeah.
But, and to
but
your
you
point,
can buy a crashed one for like $1,000 from F1 Authentics.
Yep. You can. Yeah. You certainly can. Which
so
is,
well, you're getting
need,
a deal.
That's they
a
don't huge need the bargain. Crashed ones anymore. So
yeah, right. No, that's why they sell them. That's why there's that side pod that you keep sending me.
Dude,
for.
Go get it. I don't remember who it is.
What were
but...
they called before Alpine?
Renault?
What? No, before that even.
BWT?
BWT,
Lotus?
Yeah, it was BWT.
Yeah, there's a side pod on Marketplace.
Force One.
India Force.
Oh, you're talking, no. Force One, it went Force One into Alpha or into Aston Martin.
But BWT, Alpine, BWT
was
Force One.
Car,
BWT,
way.
Yeah,
either
BWT
way.
Was
either
for
way.
Aston Martin's whole team. Yeah,
Kev, do you got any
Force India? Yeah,
do you
yeah,
got
Force
any India. Dislikes, Kev?
The main one was just like no qualifying.
Yeah,
like
sure.
The quality
like
has such a huge impact on the race weekend.
It's literally almost a time trial. You know, they're
exactly
sending it,
and especially if Sonny is trying to kind of prove his. I guess ability still
worth,
to
ability.
Do it. Yeah,
ability.
His worth or his ability to still make it in the sport, and then obviously with JP trying to be able to still drive and you know be able to compare against him.
I love that you're just calling him JP too.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I gave everybody a nickname, so it's pretty cool to me. But yeah, they just didn't show any practice or any qualifying at all, which I thought was a really big miss in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, okay, cool. Wait a minute, the first race weekend, you guys are both in dead last. Okay, got it. Next one. Still last. What did we miss?
How are we here? Yeah, yeah.
Right?
For sure. Just a little bit more explanation, whether it's penalties or
yeah.
or just sucking at qualifying.
I think it's just
car
bad performance, but
until these magic what's the floor? The
little
what do they call
fins
them?
Fins or whatever?
Side pods?
No.
Underbody?
No.
The floor?
Floor something. They call them the floor something. But yeah until those
ground
came
effects.
On the
yeah.
Well, my
ground
thing
effects.
Too.
I can't remember. Whatever.
Yeah. My thing too for the qualifying though is that if you're going to do such a terrible job in qualifying and end up dead last in the race to start it, how are you going to then just go and finish in like top 10 or whatever in the race? Just like with. You didn't change anything from the qualifying in theory to the race.
So then we can assume it's penalties that put them back there, right?
There's
so
there's a way to kind of get there, but it's just weird.
But you have to come up with that yourself.
Yep.
In
yep.
order to like
yeah.
convince yourself that, yeah, they're starting in the back because of this or whatever.
So I've got a question based on that. Can we take 2 seconds?
Yeah.
The movie was 2.5 hours.
Was it really that
was it really?
Long?
Yes.
It was,
the little screen outside of the theater said 2 hours 35 or 2 hours 30 minutes runtime.
Didn't feel that long.
And it didn't feel that long at all, for sure. But like once you realize that you get out of the theater at 1:15, it's kind of a late movie. But do you guys think it was appropriately length appropriate length, or do you think it could have or should have been longer in the efforts to maybe show some practice or quality?
It's the length of an F1 race. You know,
that's
and you're not wrong.
That's
so
actually
that's,
a good
so
point.
That's probably why they
Ronner, he cooked.
That's you know, I was not going to make that argument, but yeah, that's a good point.
Nope, you're
I
right.
think it's perfectly. The length is fine. I'm
okay.
cool with
Isn't
it. I don't think
F1
it should be shorter. I don't think it should be longer.
No, I think it's
depends.
Supposed to be
it's about 2 hours.
Hours
is the average.
2 hours
is
so
okay.
It's probably not 2.5.
No,
but,
no, that's good.
Like I don't know.
Still close though. Either way, for me, I wouldn't have minded it to be a little bit longer if you threw in some of that a little bit more technical stuff with like the practice or the qualifying.
But do you think the general fan using it as a gateway drug would enjoy that?
No, probably
you know
not,
what I mean?
No. I think they should have had at least one or two qualifying shootouts. Just show the qualifying
the
happening.
Process.
Yes.
Yeah. Show the process.
Yeah, like we don't need to see all of free practice or anything like that. That's pretty dry anyways. But like at least seeing like qualifying and show like that tension of like, oh, we need to go out there. We really need to put up a good time. Crap, we didn't do it. We're starting from the back of the grid.
Right.
Or like a tire strategy for qualifying or whatever. Like there's a lot of strategy
in
the movie.
Came into play in the movie, right?
That's what I'm saying.
That was something that they brought up. Is like they should have showed us at least qualifying for Abu Dhabi because that would have been like a nice little like sowing the seeds for that last scene where it's like, oh, the safety car happened. We've got an extra pair of softs that the front runners don't.
Yeah.
So
they kind of just tossed that in.
They just kind of tossed it in, which was a cool. I liked that a lot. I was like, this is Like, that is a real strategy. We saw it from Charles Leclerc in Monaco.
Yeah.
So
until JP took out Lewis.
Yeah, it was but, a little awkward.
But spoiler. Oh, well. And then gets up and like, yeah, didn't even play it off that it could have been an accident. You know, I mean, it's just.
Well, I think it was an accident. He's just happy that one of them are winning.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think. I did have the thought of, like, we're not seeing any qualifying.
Yeah.
I don't know if it bothered me per se. I think it would have been nice to, you're right, see at least one qualifying or just have somebody say, we're not qualifying in these races, so we have to do the work in the race. Like, even that line alone
would have cleared that up.
Would have, like, immediately been okay with me.
Yep.
Like,
even, like, brought up and, like, we didn't do great in qualifying or, you know, whatever the issue was or a penalty in qualifying, whatever.
Right.
This is where we start. It's like a little something.
They just wanted, like, as much wheel to wheel as they could get, which is
it's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. Right? Mm-hmm. But in terms of length, I'm very happy. I don't think it should have been any longer.
Sure.
I'm surprised it was 2.5 hours because it felt like it went by pretty well.
Yeah.
It paced very well.
It did.
I usually have issues with movies pacing, and I don't think this paced poorly. So.
Yeah, no, it just stayed on track the whole time. Like, there was never a moment where I was like, this is dull right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but again, we're racing fans, so we're like, we want to know everything that's in between, you know? Right. And it didn't play too heavy into the frickin' love story, which I was a little bit worried about for any of you that are possibly...
Yeah.
War fans out there, you guys are not, but there's this movie called Pearl Harbor that came out in 2001.
Oh yeah,
and they played way too heavy into the love story for me than the actual event. So I was a little worried that could get caught up, and it really didn't. There was just enough, and then they both got it in at one point anyway. Yep. But the night before race is wild. Like, oh, but
there's studies behind you. You shouldn't do that, from my understanding.
You did remind me of one thing that I did spot while I was watching the movie in Las Vegas the night before the race. The drivers were out drinking.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not allowed to do that.
Right.
That's against protocol. I saw that. I was like, why are you guys
drinking a Heineken, and it could have been a 0.0.
They are huge in the zero Heinekens, so that is possible.
Okay, fair.
Yep.
I mean, it's just one of those things, though. But, like, and the manager was telling JP, he's like,
tequila at the
Also, yeah, the technical engineer made a comment about drinking tequila is a bad idea.
Yep.
JP and his manager went out to a dance club, whatever, right? Yep. Where the manager was very clearly drinking. The manager can drink. He's not driving. Mm-hmm.
But he was going to offer JP the drink.
He was, 100%. It was like, why would you as a manager put your driver into that position? Yeah. I was like sitting here seeing this like, you're not supposed to be drinking right now.
You know, honestly,
I'm going to take your license.
If that's the biggest thing you had an issue, I'm not saying it is the biggest thing, but if that's the thing you had an issue with, pretty decent.
Pretty decent, yeah.
You're totally right. He shouldn't have been drinking. Hey, he's not supposed to be drinking right now. No.
So that leads me into...
I was just going to say one last thing.
Yeah.
The qualifying bit, you're right. We know that they're not qualifying well because they're so far back, because we have that insider baseball knowledge.
Yeah.
The normal person, you're right, they might not understand why are they always starting in the back.
Yep.
So that's. I just want to give you that point as well.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
I'll put that in the bank there. Joe gave me a point.
I got him. Yeah.
I just had two small... I mean, and again, these are really small dislikes. Not a big deal.
Go for it.
So you mentioned Brad Pitt already.
Oh boy.
So,
and the show's over. Thanks guys.
Yeah. No. And I don't hate Brad Pitt. He did a great job. I think.
So.
I think, you know, he did a pretty good job representing this character.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude is 61, and now don't get me wrong. He looked like 51. Let's be real. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, he don't really look like he's in his 60s, you know, but like the oldest, driver to ever win an F1 race was 53 years old. So that bugs me.
Pushing the limits on that.
As you know what I mean? It just bugged me a little bit. And I didn't know that off the top of my freaking head. I went and looked that up last night. Because I was curious. After I found out Brad Pitt was 61, I was like, A, I didn't think he was that old. But B, I was like, okay, so that just bugs me a little bit. But it's not, again, him looking 51. He probably looked just like that guy.
To your defense, too, they literally said that he crashed, like his big crash with Ayrton Senna was in 1993.
Right.
And so he had to have been like what? Let's say he was young at the time.
He's in his 20s. Yeah.
He was 20. Let's just say he was 20 at the time of that crash. This is happening in 2022, 2023, somewhere in that time frame. That means there's a 30-year gap between when he crashed. He's in his mid-50s.
In his 50s, yeah.
He's in his mid-50s driving.
The character's in his
mid-50s. I'm like, not even Alonso's that old.
right. And Alonso comes up and fist bumps him.
Catching strays right now, though. Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, no, and I'm not hating on him.
He's my favorite rookie.
I'm not hating on him. He did a great job. And then there's only one other thing that's kind of funny. The whole combat chant thing where they started.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
That was dumb.
I thought that was lame as a
super cheesy. Like,
that was stupid.
I get they wouldn't do this.
I get the point behind it because it's the Hollywood thing, though.
I know. I know. But then, like, everybody in the team room and then back at, like, HQ or whatever, and like, everybody, I'm like.
And then JP's just like, really, though? Are we really doing this?
I feel like the technicians back in England would be looking like, just grimacing like, this is kind of cringe, right? Yep.
I would think so. So anyway, that was my only small squabble. So again, if that's what it is, pretty good movie. Yeah. But
I had one other little point.
Oh, there's cards in there. I was like, I thought it was empty.
I thought it was kind of comical that Lewis Hamilton produced the movie and he was in first at the end. That was just like, not that it makes a big difference. And like the only way that Lewis didn't win was being taken out by a rookie. I thought it was just kind of a funny.
Oh, man.
don't get me wrong. I'm not looking too much into it, but I just thought it was kind of comical in that sense.
I don't think he probably had any say over it. Like they probably had him fighting that battle because it was reminiscent of his title fight with Max Verstappen.
Sure.
What's the point that I was going to say? Oh, I dislike the trope that I'm seeing a lot where it's like, oh, they lost this race or like they had the opportunity to win this race because someone else crashed. Mm. I'm seeing it all the time in these like kind of F1 shorts or like you guys haven't played this and I don't know if you will, but in and this is a spoiler for the F1 25 game now.
Spoiler.
But it happened a couple of times in the latest Breaking Point installation where someone crashed and other people got an opportunity. It's like, okay, so we're just kind of banking on people crashing at that point. So I kind of feel you there. Get anything good?
No.
Okay. Smells is over here ripping more packs.
I just opened the last two real quick.
He's got a couple more in his
nothing crazy.
I did when I was watching that, the last race in Abu Dhabi, I was like watching, I was like, oh, a red flag in Abu Dhabi and a shootout for the last couple laps with Lewis Hamilton in second. Boy, this feels very reminiscent. I'm like, this is almost eerily reminiscent.
You know, and another thing, actually, I'm on this kind of rant.
Oh, he's taking his hat off.
When they crashed, I don't know if it was actually JP's fault that they crashed. They were both really close together. It could have been, either way, it was an incident, whatever, they crashed. But the whole, like, he's flying moment, I didn't like that either.
At the end,
that was cheesy.
At the end of
it. It was like, he's flying. It's like.
That was cheesy. I do like it, though, because there was a bit of the backstory behind it where he was kind of going through his own, mental stuff.
Yes, it connected to the start of the movie, which is always good. In a movie that they connected it, but I just think it was stupid.
It was cheesy.
Yeah. One of the things too,
I kept thinking he was gonna wreck.
Well, that was
during
the
flying moment. 100%. I was like, he's gonna wreck and die or something.
I thought they were gonna play more into an injury because he didn't get out of the car during that red flag. Everybody else got out of the car, and you could tell he was hurting.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna play.
Well, his vision kept getting blurry.
Exactly. I thought they were gonna play more into the injury and more into like how it was going, and then I thought that was gonna take him out. The ending definitely surprised me. I will not lie. Granted, it is a Hollywood movie. It has to be something sort of dramatic or whatever at the end, but I didn't expect it to be that.
And then
audibly gasped when that happened.
And then he just drives to freaking California or whatever. And
it's a Baja.
Does a Baja race?
Yep, Baja race. He's like, I can't afford to pay you.
Money.
Yeah. What is it about, Smelty?
Right. I don't know.
Fade out.
Fade out.
All right.
Should I do that here?
All right. Likes. What did we like about the movie? I think there's plenty.
I can lead us off if that's okay.
Do it.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. This is something I called out. I really enjoyed that they played into the dirty air kind of concept and how they're fighting against it. I think that actually might have been like a problem that the drivers, when they watch it, that might have been the problem they had with it because it was so unrealistic. Yep. But I liked that they brought that in because we know how big of an issue it is. Yep. Like in today's F1 races, dirty air is just, it's like you can't overtake with it. It's really hard. So I liked that they played into that being their strong point and them being more aggressive behind someone instead of, taking, fastest on straights and stuff like that. So that's kind of like the biggest thing I think I liked from it.
For sure. I'm just reading my notes. There's a funny one here. Just says Gunther leaning back and staring down.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing. Well, didn't you flip him off at the end? Didn't Casper flip off Gunther at the very end of the movie? I thought that was comedy. My wife even started dying. She's like, oh, my God. He's flipping off.
Just the look on Gunther's face, though, just cracked me up. I think he only did it twice where he'd lean back. But it cracked me up.
Something that Gunther used to do all the time at races, too. He'd always, lean out the back and, look like, what is this guy doing?
He's kind of mean mugging people down the pit lane.
I love how it was shot during real Grand Prix.
Yes.
I think that's just like, you can fake it all you want, but it was nice to have real teams, real team members walking around.
It was great.
Cameos everywhere. Yep. You know, Roscoe? Papa Stroll walking down the
Roscoe. Pit,
you know?
Yep. Yeah. Lewis's so. Dog. I got Roscoe in there. Yep. Yep.
So he's in the credits, fun fact. I thought it was kind of interesting too that like Brad Pitt did an interview and he was like, we only had two takes before the race began. We could not mess this up.
Yep. Yeah.
It was an interview. I think I sent it to you, Tyler, and it was just like there was a lot of CGI, maybe some, you know, kind of funny chopping, editing things up with the DRS bit you mentioned before. Probably wasn't from that part or whatever. Didn't fit in the movie in that aspect. But I think they had to really make it work with what they had. F1 race weekends are very, very time sensitive.
For sure.
I think amount of production that went into this needs to be mentioned. Obviously, Lewis Hamilton being the producer of it, he had probably the golden ticket to literally anything.
Yep.
But I think it's worth mentioning just like they probably didn't have the ability to continuously redo over and over and over different takes and stuff like that.
No, so, you're 100% right.
I think it's a good point.
No, for sure. What do you got? What did you like?
I liked a lot of the character building. I was not expecting to like the character building as much as I did. I really liked JP. Some of my favorite characters are characters who I hate at the start of a story and love at the end because they just grow so much, and that was JP. I really liked his character arc that he went through, how he started as this really cocky young gun, kind of reminiscent of Yuki in a way, of just like, I'm the big dog here and I'm going to make a big name for myself, and then got humbled and then very quickly started turning things around. I really liked that scene of him going through in the simulator, like constantly trying to take the same line. Like, I know I didn't mess up, and constantly getting humbled. Like, that was so cool. And I love writing like that. So that was a cool part.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked that this is just another Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, situation. And I like a ridiculous amount of his movies, unfortunately. So, let's see. I like that it's kind of our first modern day F1 movie. You know, we got Drive to Survive, you know, but we've had other movies that have been released, but about older drivers. So it's kind of nice to see the modern again kind of being a gateway drug, hopefully to gain more popularity in the sport.
Well, to that point, is there an opportunity for a second movie?
Not with the same character.
I actually...
Unless, maybe JP.
That's what I'm saying, right? Because the whole ending of it was him being able to keep the team, and it's around for a few more years, right? Is there an opportunity for a second one? And opportunity, I think, yes. Will it happen or should it happen?
Probably.
What would be the storyline?
That's a great question. I mean, a similar thing. You know, the young rookie is now a seasoned veteran. He's got a handful of seasons under his belt, and now he teaches some other punk. It's the typical rookie.
You pretty much set our pitch. Yeah. We were talking about it after the movie, too.
We were talking about it as we walked out, that I actually would love to see another movie where Sonny Hayes comes back, but now he's too old to drive, and he knows it, so he's going to take that opportunity as team principal.
Yeah.
He's going to take over Apex. Over JP, who JP already has that trust for him as a team manager, and then they'll have a new rookie who JP gets to be the one to teach him,
kind of mentor him a little bit,
as opposed to our drama in this movie where all the drama was, you know, we're trying to fight our way from the back to get our first ever win. This time it's we're a front running team.
We're trying to win a championship.
We won constructors last year, and we're trying to do it again this year.
Got to keep it up,
And instead of the drama being we're fighting the rest of the field, it would be the drivers fighting each other. And that would be our sense of drama in the movie is, you know, teaching the newbie and, like, the drivers fighting each other and your biggest competition is your teammate type thing. Something that we kind of already see happening in our current F1 season.
I think it has all the makings to be a really bad sequel, so I hope they don't make a second one.
Sounds great to me. Yeah. I love Shrek 2.
Really? Hey, you're saying Shrek 2 is a bad movie? Excuse you? Come on, man.
I like Shrek 2.
I love all those Shrek movies.
I agree. I think they have
the door's open.
I think they have, like, they definitely have, they have the standing, or rather the structure to make a second one.
Yep.
I hope there is more F1 media, movies, entertainment in the future. I think a sequel of this would be bad, unfortunately.
Probably.
I think they just need to make something new.
Different storyline.
Maybe follow one of, like, the modern day drivers.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, like they have in the past with, like, Rush or Senna. You know, stuff like that.
It's gonna be Lewis Hamilton. He's gonna produce it.
It could be Lewis. I mean, they would be
biography.
I was just thinking about it. Lewis Hamilton would be really good. Yeah. Max would unfortunately be very good.
unfortunately,
I'm trying to think.
Well, fortunately, because he's his favorite driver.
Speaking,
this is true. His shirt's on underneath.
Speaking of things that we liked, I love that scene where Sonny was, like, holding up Max, and Max finally gets by, and as he goes, he, like, flips him the bird.
Yeah,
like,
that was classic.
God, that was so funny. And so Max Verstappen. I love it.
God, because I think the commentators in the movie were even like, oh, and he gets a little bit from Max Verstappen, and that's to be expected or something like that. I liked how they used some real moments of F1 history in the movie, like the 2008-09, wherever it was, Renault team that kind of got caught.
Yeah.
You know, sabotaging the race or fixing a race, essentially, which is why Flavio was suspended indefinitely anyway, or lifetime ban is the words they used. And then the 2019 F3 crash of Alex Pirani, which is the car flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that actually happened because I didn't know that, and I didn't believe that crash, like, that's not real, right? Yeah. This car's flying at Mach Jesus, right? So, of course, if it hits a pebble or something, or in this case was a bump, you know, and the car flies like that, well, that actually happened. It just didn't explode at the end of it like it did. So it's kind of like
Hollywood.
It was kind of like, well, it was kind of like a mix between the Pirani crash and the Grosjean car split in half situation.
So that was, I know we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording, that, like, the big fireball, I was like, whoa, okay, that's super Hollywood. Because, like, the crash happening makes total sense. But, like, the fireball, there's no way it should have ever ignited. Because the whole reason that, like, Roman Grosjean's car, like, started on fire and exploded like it did was because he hit a metal beam. It tore open his gas tank. Right. And because it was metal on metal, it was creating sparks. And some of those sparks got into the gas tank. And it ignited the gas tank. While we see JP hit trees. Like,
and then it's sitting there for like a second.
Which are made of wood, which burns.
No.
Come on.
Jaw.
Come on.
Got him.
I'm come an on. Idiot. Get him out.
Man, don't high five about that.
The door is over there.
The only other thing I had down was what I did like is the Hollywood drama.
Citation.
Dramatization.
Dramatization.
Dramatization. There's a T in there.
That's a big word. Anyway, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. It's a Saturday. You know what I mean.
Is it?
I like how they showed kind of the pressure of all the team members, you know, and how much pressure they're kind of under a little bit. They didn't play into it a lot, but there was moments like the lug nut girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mechanic.
And then like even what's her name? The girl that gets with Brad Pitt, well, like even her job, you know what I mean?
Tech director, Kate.
It's nice to see a little bit of the pressure that they are actually under in real life, really. Yeah. Like any moment can ruin the race, you know? Yep. So I don't know. I kind of liked that a little bit.
For sure.
I'm giving them a little bit of love that they probably never get. But other than that, great flick.
I thought it was good.
Like, I'm glad I saw it in a theater, you know, again, for sure.
I
wish I
would have
saw it in the theater that you saw it in, Kev.
The screen next
to the screen's going up the wall, too.
Yeah, it was
pretty
cool.
Would have been pretty immersive.
I was about to say, good movie. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but I think I will watch it again to not get that experience, just because I want to see, like, how different it feels.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, when you buy it on Blu-ray, you're going to see it at the house. It's just going to be
a streaming service. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I joked with my wife before we went to go see the movie, Mike. Do we just say screw it and wait a month for it to come out on Blu-ray or like Netflix or something, or do we go and actually see it in theaters? I'm like, well, so we were gonna do this, we did it, you know, we saw it in theater,
for sure.
It was like, I kind of haven't seen a movie in a theater in a long time.
Oh yeah.
And I thought it was kind of a cool experience, but also you said the Screen X, shout out to Marcus Theaters, but like Screen X is pretty cool.
Perfect. No, I'm not, gonna ask you
about it. I think the Screen X made it a cool environment. I know the movie was filmed, I believe, for IMAX.
It was.
And shout out to you guys, you said the IMAX in Minnesota sucks, so I didn't go and find the IMAX at all. I just did the Screen X. So
yeah.
It was fine.
It was cool. I thought it was really cool.
In IMAX, it was fine.
Oh, you saw it in IMAX?
Yeah, it was fine.
These guys were saying the IMAX in the cities is
just it's
just awful.
Not real IMAX. That's it.
No, that's like
IMAX Lite. Yeah, it's like...
No, it's not real.
Unless
I'm watching
from Chicago,
it at like the Science Museum, it feels not real.
They used to. Yeah. That shut down some years ago.
I thought they brought it back.
Said they.
But I do remember shutting down. But anyway, we're
going to... Anyway.
Don't get me started on anything, because I'll just ramble. So you got the Rotten Tomatoes pulled up.
I'm kind
of
curious. Because
we got to give like an out of 10 score for us.
I was just going to ask that.
I was going to, and I have this, so I'll go last. So I want your guys' opinions.
Right. Okay.
We'll just go around the table then, Kev.
I'm thinking.
Out of 10,
8.5 to 9. Like 8.75 if we're going like,
cool.
Dave, yeah, we got to be exact here, buddy.
Yeah,
how many, are there like decimals to the rating? Or is that a percentage?
It's a percentage.
Okay, give a percentage.
87.5.
Okay. 87.5. I guess that makes sense. Gosh darn it, I'm going to have those decimals. That does convert. Saturday. I don't have to do this math.
Thank you. No math, no spelling, a percentage, no saying big words.
A percentage, I'll give a 69%.
Ooh.
Nice.
Nice. 69.
Yeah. I think if we were giving it out of 10, I'd say probably around 7. So 69% is just fun.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That's kind of right where I was at. I picked 73, actually, as soon as Kev said his. For reasons that we've already talked about. So it was good. It was good. Good Hollywood movie. I'm glad I paid the money for it. I will watch it again when I own it on Blu-ray to add to my collection because it's a modern F1 movie and I want it to sit on my shelf in my little hangout area.
Yeah. Do you want to give your rating?
Yeah. So my opinion would probably be somewhere between an 80-85%.
Wow.
I like it. I think it's good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, so I think it's good. Rotten Tomatoes is saying currently
second day release.
Yes. Second day release. Right, yeah. The tomato meter, so this is for like reviewers, gave it an 83%.
Okay. Wow.
Nice.
And the popcorn meter, so for regular fans, 97%.
Pretty good.
83 is pretty high.
83 is pretty high.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah, so being received pretty darn well. I'm pretty impressed.
Awesome. I will say I think that has to do with the production value that Lewis added to this movie.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
I think he played a massive role.
I don't think it gets anywhere near that. It's probably mid-50s if he isn't in this.
Well, in the video you sent me, I think, they brought Lewis in before...
Before Brad Pitt even pitched it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The producers and the directors and whatnot brought Lewis Hamilton in, being like, if we're going to make this, we need to do this right. And he is the way to do this right. Or, you know, obviously there's other people that could have been involved, but I think he expressed some interest in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously his involvement made it as seriously accurate as it was, but also gave him access.
Yeah.
There was talks and like those interviews that I saw, like the national anthem in the last race, right?
Yep.
They're at the race.
They're standing.
They're literally recording it during the anthem.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, there's a lot of stuff that like had just a normal, regular Hollywood production studio reached out and said, "Hey, can we do this?" Yeah, maybe they would have, but I think they opened the floodgates for the real ability to do this, and I think that score is reflected.
And when you have a 7-time world champion,
they even said that too, which is funny.
He knows what he's talking about. Yeah. You know what I mean? So no, I thought that definitely added. I did love that they had way more racing scenes than I thought there was going to be too. Yeah. I was a little worried that there'd be way too much, which I like tech spec stuff, but I figured there might be way too much of that. I think there was just enough racing scenes, if not more than I had anticipated, which I don't know, for me, helped me stay glued.
Keep your locks in.
Yeah, for sure. I was just a little worried about that. But yeah, no, they succeeded there.
Racing scenes were dope in Screen X, I'm not going to lie. Those were really cool.
I would imagine. Cool. Yeah.
I got a little bit, like, not queasy, but I got a little bit off, a little uneasy when it was like the helmet cam.
Oh, yeah.
The helmet cam with the Screen X was a really cool shot.
Those cameras were filmed with Apple cameras. Did you know that?
Apple, what do you mean, like an iPhone?
They essentially though. Yeah. It was almost similar cameras out of the iPhone 15 or 16 or whatever for the TV pod cams.
Oh, yeah.
Apple, those are Apple cameras.
I mean, the camera technology today is not.
And those are F2 cars that they're racing, which was designed to carry the camera. Yeah.
I will say the front view of the car, they look like F2 cars. Sure. I don't think anyone outside of our world would know that.
They gave them a good paint job, I think, which kind of helped blend everything. It's a good paint job,
and if you're looking at it from like a side view or if you're looking at among other cars, it actually looks pretty much like a F1 car.
Yeah,
just that
sure.
It looks so skinny when you're like
for
on,
sure.
Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, that's a that's
I know
car.
I noticed that right away too. I was like, boy, their body is so skinny. Or their nose is so skinny.
But again, as a
I also say I think the pops that they gave the exhaust, definitely not like it happens that's in F1, but not as much as that.
Yeah.
That is a little flame out the back, you mean? Yeah, that's also a quintessential F2 car too. They do that a lot there. So I'm sure that maybe the car was doing that and so they needed to add it everywhere because it was doing it so much.
Just a blend. Yeah, sure. That would make sense.
Gotta try to make it either consistent or not.
Or just because it looks really cool, right? I mean,
I was gonna say, is it more of a Hollywood thing? Like, oh, that's cool, the flames on the back of the car.
Could yeah,
sure, sure.
People will think it's going fast if it's got fire.
Yeah. Ton of sparks, by the way. Obviously, the floor is hitting the ground. But tons of spark, but it happens a lot.
On certain tracks, it happens a lot.
Happens a lot. Definitely, I think, added in post, though.
What probably. About the what about the fireworks exploding so low that the fireworks
are
coming
not even close to being...
I forgot to bring that up.
It's reminiscent. There was a race. I think it was the 24 Hours of Le Mans where they were doing pyrotechnics right next to the track, and it was like they were like huge pyrotechnics, and the drivers were actually like, that's so hot. Like, they could feel it from from inside the car. So, like, I doubt fireworks are going to be that close, but it made for a really good visual.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, for sure. That was cool. And, then, of course, that was in the Screen X as well. So, like, that was along the walls, and, like, that was super immersive. So, like, that was a really cool, see, that's like, cool. That's cool. Visual thing to it. So I liked it a lot. But I think it was a good movie.
I mean, yeah, I think we were trying to shoot for 30 minutes. If my eyes deceive me, we're at 48.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're still here. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps our F1 movie review, our first movie review ever, potentially only one ever. Yeah. But
we'll see if we can cancel
that. That was great. We'll be back for F1 too. We got people that liked our video game reviews, you know, video game episode.
That's true.
Yeah. Watch us have somebody like, oh, we love the movies. You got to do more movies. Like, oh, great. Now we got to make a new show.
Here we go again.
Great.
You know,
the cycle continues.
But a couple things I want our listeners to know about. July 15th ish. The boys are scheduled to start testing something cool. We'll just rip off.
Do tell.
It's time trials on F125 from our own homes, trying to put that together for you so we can get ready to actually race August 12th. I don't think we will be live, but, you know, so look for episodes to release a couple days after that. So that's just some exciting fast laps news coming up.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We do have another episode coming up this coming Tuesday. Yeah. So, Kev, when is this episode going to release, if you take a shot in the dark?
This one here?
This one that we're doing right now.
Right, tonight.
Probably tonight. Yeah. All right.
Going up immediately, awesome. Boys. Awesome. Got to be first to the feast. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. First to the feast. Here we are. Kev, thanks for jumping in with us today. We've been wanting Kev Cam, Kev Mike. We're still going to get that together. Yep. That's still going to happen. Yeah. But since you saw the movie, we appreciated your insight and your audio insight too.
It was a lot of fun.
You went to school for it, so it's awesome to hear that from you, straight from the horse's mouth, if you will.
No, I love the movie. It was a good time. Thank you guys for letting me be on a part of this one. I don't want to just kind of, you know, take over by any means, but I appreciate you guys letting me jump on. You okay, Joe?
Sorry.
Yeah, he's just staring at the camera.
I just lost it. I'm not staring at the camera. I'm staring at this our screen here. Okay. Huge screen. Yeah.
I'm nervous now.
I just got locked in. I was in a different world for a second.
For sure.
Were you flying?
Were you flying?
Yeah, I was flying.
Come back down, Joe.
I was flying.
Come back.
Well, Joe, we'll see you on Tuesday, though, right?
I'll be here on Tuesday. Yeah.
Maybe. Mike, thanks for being here, of course.
It was great. I'm glad we got to talk about this. This was fun.
I know. This was great. And I especially like it that we kind of had two of each, right? That Kevin and I saw it last night, so we've had time to do
the digestion.
Random BS research. Like, again, I wouldn't have known that Luigi Fregoli or whatever won was the oldest. He was the oldest winner in 1951 French GP or something like that. And then Joe and Mike literally walking out of the movie and driving straight right here.
Granted, it's like two blocks away, so it wasn't that far to drive. But
not to dox us or anything.
Now they all know where we are.
Great. With that, obviously, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you later this coming week for Fast Laps. Stay fast. Stay fast.
Stay fast.
Not an outro. Thank you.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.